The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about the state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
All right. Good morning, Jeffersonians. This isn't the square guy with beer in his mustache, but I'm filling in for Terry today. Maybe last night he might have had some beer in his mustache. I don't know. Probably up there in Fall River Mills. Maybe he went to the Fall River Inn. So, anyhow, I'm here today with my good friend Nick Gardner. How you doing today, Nick?
Wonderful. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to do our best to fill in for Terry and Wynn. They're both up at the Intermountain Fair in MacArthur. So if anybody's out there listening and has a chance, doesn't know what to do today, highly recommend going up to the Intermountain Fair. Take 299 all the way up through Bernie and Fall River Mills and then into MacArthur, and you hang a left when you hit MacArthur. The fairgrounds are back there. It's a great fair. Last I was there a couple years ago and talked to people from all over. It's amazing how many people come to little old MacArthur. I talked to people from the Bay Area and Sacramento and as far away as Idaho and Arizona. So very cool fair, very nice old-fashioned fair. Kind of gives you a thing of what Jefferson's going to be like in the future. So,
and if you want to see Wynn and Terry, you'll probably find him over at the bumper cars.
Yeah, or the beer booth, one or the other, or in between the two of them. So,
he'll be the guys in the bumper cars with the beer mug.
Bumper cars and beer go really great together. So, anyhow, we'll get a little bit of house cleaning done here. So, tomorrow night at the church that shall remain nameless at 2570 South Bonneview Road, there is no meeting. We're going to take the Monday off for Labor Day. So, no meeting tomorrow at Bonneview, but the following week, the 10th, everybody needs to mark their calendar, Jeanette Finnicum will be our guest speaker down there. So, that's September 10th, 2570 South Bonneview Road, the only church on there, but it shall remain nameless. Our guest speaker on the 10th of September will be Jeanette Finnicum, and I'm sure most of you know, but she's the widow of Lavoie Finnicum, who was shot dead by our wonderful FBI up in Burns, Oregon. So everybody should go down there and see Jeanette Finnicum on September 10th. So also, we have some things that coming up. Starting today, actually, if some of you haven't heard, we're going to be supporting In-N-Out Burger. So we encourage everybody to wear their Jefferson gear and go down to your local In-N-Out Burger. Closest one here is Redding. I think there's one in Chico, too, but the closest one here for us is Redding, and it's at 1275 Dana Drive. So for those of you that haven't heard, the head of the Democratic Party in California said that everybody should boycott In-N-Out Burger because they donated some money to the Republicans. So what I'm thinking is, you know, it didn't work very well when they did the same thing to Chick-fil-A. It's not working well now with In-N-Out Burger. I saw every picture I've seen has just lines and lines and lines of people waiting to get there. So if we could get the head of the Democratic Party to maybe say they should boycott Jefferson, that would sure help us because we could use a little support right now. You know, we're halfway to our goal of 1 million, but if we could get the progressive liberal left to boycott Jefferson. Now, not the Democrats, because, again, we are nonpartisan. We accept both parties, and we welcome both parties. Quite frankly, though, the far left, they seem to be the ones that are causing a lot of problems. And there's quite a few Democrats that are walking away from that far left because the party that they once were part of is no longer the party that remains today. So what do you think, Nick? We could get them to boycott us?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. You know, now that you brought up the Democrats, I'm wondering who our next senator is going to be. Is it going to be Kevin DeLeon, or is it going to be Dianne Feinstein?
Well, you know, Dianne Feinstein is one of those old-school Democrats that, you know, a lot of us may have had disagreements with, but you could still support. And a lot of Democrats did support her, and she's, you know, a different vision of how we want to get to the goal, but I think Dianne Feinstein would not be embarrassed to wear an American flag pin. I think Dianne Feinstein, you know, America has been very well for her, but she's not radical enough now for the new Democratic Party.
That's right, and that's why they came up with what I believe is a drummed-up story about her chauffeur being a Chinese spy. I know that was in the news for about a week, and you don't hear about it anymore.
Very possible. And by the way, it's not Kevin DeLeon, it's Leon. It's Kevin Leon. He decided to add the day to his name because it sounded much more ethnic. So his actual name is Kevin Leon.
Well, my theory is that they'll be able to manipulate him the way they want to. They can't manipulate Diane the way they would like to. It just seems like a Hillary Clinton DNC smear to get him in there.
Dianne Feinstein's made some really outrageous remarks like, hey, maybe we should give our president a chance. So, we can't do that. So, anyhow, In-N-Out Burger this week, wear your Jefferson gear, head down there. We also have the second annual Harvest Festival coming up on October 6th at the Anderson River Park. It's going to be a great event. Last year was our first one, and it was a tremendous success. I talked to Clayton the other night, and I think the first one, we had like 350 people online like it or comment on it or something, and we ended up probably with close to 1,000 people there that day. He went well over the 1,000 mark on the people that are interested in going, so it should be a huge event. If it's anything compared to last year, it'll be a tremendous success, but it sounds like it might be 3, 4, 5 times greater than it was last year. So it's free music. He'll have half a dozen different bands there. It's going to be free music. There's kids games. There's carnival games. There's laser tag. There is beer and wine available. I'm not sure if it's Anderson Rotary doing it again this year or not, but there will be beer and wine available. There will be food vendors. Free admission to get in, listen to the bands. It's not going to cost you a dime. Of course, if you want a beer or want to buy some food, that's going to cost you a couple dollars. So,
kid-friendly. This is a kid-friendly event.
Absolutely.
You bring your kids. They have a ball, and they're safe.
Yeah, and it's a great way for us to reach out to some people that we don't always talk to. And it was, like I say, a huge success last year. Should be even bigger this year. And it's kind of nice. I enjoy seeing all the same old faces, like yours, Nick. I really like seeing you, but... It sure is awesome to see some new people and get the chance to spread the message of Jefferson to some people that may not know what we're all about, may think it's a great idea, but it's never going to happen. How many times do you hear that?
Not often.
Hey, we have a caller online, so we're going to sneak off to a break, but I think we'll take our caller first because he's kind of an important guy that we all kind of like a little bit. So, Mark Barrett.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Marvelous. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. You by yourself in there, Chris?
I got Nick.
Oh, okay. Hi, Nick.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, I just wanted to give my Sunday call and talk about a few things, like the September 24th date for the petition for writ of mandamus and a few other things. But if you got to go to a break, I can hang on.
We can probably go to a break real quick and then, come back to you, Mark. That way we won't have to interrupt.
That sounds good.
Okay, awesome.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life, I'm fighting and talking down to me. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. You're running down my country, man. You're walking on the fighting side of me.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than 7 East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All right, this country boy can survive. I wish I could get hold of Bo Cephas. I'd ask him to change the lyrics there instead of North California to Jefferson. Wouldn't that be cool? All right, Mark, are you still there?
Yeah, I sure am, Chris. How you doing?
Marvelous.
Good. Yeah. Hey, I just have a couple of quick thoughts. You guys are doing a great job this morning, by the way. I really enjoy listening to the show, and especially when there are different hosts. Yes, we get a different perspective and a different point of view, and it's nice. But first of all, I just want to point out that the government itself was formed by Constitution. In other words, people sat down and they created this document called the Constitution, and in that Constitution, they laid out a model of organization that we call government. And that Constitution defines the limits of government, defines their role, defines their practices, says who can be part of government, under what circumstances, how you vote, how old they have to be, what experience they have to have, if any. And then based upon that set of rules that we call Constitution, government was born. And so we have to say to ourselves that any action that government takes outside of those rules is a usurpation of power. And it's an illegal action because the definition of the government lies within that social contract that we call Constitution. And so, therefore, if we accept this principle, and we must because it's the way our very country was formed, and it was formed out of the heat of battle, and it was formed for a very specific reason that way, and that was to very narrowly limit and define the role of government. And so when government acts outside that social contract, in essence, if the people have to have recourse, there are only three ways they can have recourse. They can appeal to the legislature, which in Jefferson we've already done, as all of you know. And 23 counties have appealed to the legislature for relief from a government that is lawless and arbitrary and dictatorial and tyrannical. And if you doubt that, wait a few months and then go try to buy your kid a soda at McDonald's with his Happy Meal. If you doubt that, just wait until Gavin Newsom's elected governor, and he's going to give, according to him, free health care, free, to every single illegal alien within the state of California. Now, obviously, health care isn't free, so someone has to pay for it. Who is that someone? Oh, it's you, and it's me, and it's all of the legitimate citizens of California who work to try to maintain a good place to live and maintain some semblance of liberty for their families and themselves. Then if you doubt that, just go look at your neighbor who has a truck and had to buy a brand new one, even though his old truck worked perfectly well. Or if you doubt that, ask an 18-year-old who's old enough to vote but now cannot purchase an instrument with which to defend him or herself. Because the arbitrary action of the state legislature, now people who are under 20, who are between the ages of 21, 18 and 21, cannot purchase a firearm, even though they vote for those very same legislators. If you doubt that, just look at California's one of 900 laws that they come out with every single year. They call it the sausage grinder in August. How many bills can they grind out in order to impose their will upon you? And that's what they're doing. These laws don't enhance your liberty. They take your liberty away. So if we imagine that that's true, and it's as plain as the nose on your face, then we have a problem here. We've appealed to the legislature, and they laughed. We appealed to the governor's office, and he would not even send out the guy that empties his trash can to take five pieces of paper from the 200 people that were in the hallway and had an appointment to give him those pieces of paper so that he would be informed as to what the people want and why we want it. He couldn't even be bothered to send a janitor out to pick up those papers. So that's the disdain that the governor holds for you. And it is you, because you are the people of California. And if you doubt that, look at the courts, our last refuge. In other words, there are only three places we can appeal: the legislature, the executive, and the courts. And we go to the courts, and the judge looks at us straight in the eye and said, the people of California do not deserve, nor do they have enough importance in this case to achieve the standing that it takes to get a fair hearing in court. You do not deserve your day in court. You will not. You are not entitled to an appeal to the courts over the tyrannical government formed by the state of California specifically, and we've proven this in many papers, in order to deny certain groups of people access to power. Now, when they did it, it was black people, Mexicans, and it was Chinese. But the problem with that kind of discrimination is the pendulum's always swinging. Before, those were disfavored groups. Now it's you. It's still partially them, but now it's you too. It's rural residents. It's people who suffer under the system they created, where one man pretends to represent 1 million people, and where an assemblyman pretends to represent a half a million people. And the reality of it is, obviously, they don't care what you want or what you think or what you do or how you live your lives or how hard it is or how much it costs. They don't care. And they don't have to. And you can't make them. And you can't even make them in court. So what we're doing is we're asking a very important question. Is this government responsible to the people? Was it formed by the people for their benefit? I can prove in the Constitution that it was. We, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, that to secure and perpetuate its blessings, freedom's blessings, we, the people of California, established this Constitution. So we can prove that the government was formed to protect our liberty, but our problem is we can't make the government conform to the contract that we wrote that created that very government. So what are the people to do? Well, we have now appealed to the highest court in the land to demand our day in court. We have petitioned the United States Supreme Court to issue what's called a writ of mandamus, where if the Supreme Court agrees with our legal reasoning and our thinking, they will order the federal court to impanel a three-judge court so that we can have our day in court, good, bad, or indifferent. We may win, we may not. But we deserve to be heard. And, in fact, the Constitution demands that we be heard.
Now the 27th came and went. Did they did not contest our request for a writ of mandamus? Is that correct?
No. That date came and went because the state never had any intention of submitting papers, and they said so in writing. So that date was a non-event. The state, what objection can they have? You know, really. I mean, we are right about all of it. How can they protest the fact that we're asking for our day in court and we're asking a superior court to order a judge to do the right thing? Oh, no, United States Supreme Court. These people don't deserve a day in court. Don't you dare order the federal court to do what's right. I mean, they would have looked really bad had they filed any paper, and they chose not to. They're content, and they're so arrogant. They're content that the idea that equal harm is going to save them from justice. In other words, the people of California are all equally harmed by the lack of representation. That's true, and they've admitted it in their court papers. It's all true. What we're saying is true. There's no dispute of those facts. But since everyone's equally disadvantaged, there's nothing the court can or should do about it. Now, we know that's not true because Reynolds versus Sims, Baker versus Carr, Gray versus Sanders, all of those cases made the same argument. No, it's equal harm, so the court can't do anything about it. But here's the thing with the court. When they want to find standing, they can find it in 1 second flat. And when they don't want to find standing, they can say, well, you're equally harmed, it's a political question, and all of the endless bag of tricks they can stoop to in order to deny the people of this country the justice they need and that they deserve. Well, here's their problem with us. We demand that justice. We won't take no for an answer. And even if the court denies us our day in court, we will find another way to get justice because we are the people that created this government. And unfortunately for them, we are never, ever going to take no for an answer. But it depends on all the people listening to this program. And it depends on them talking to their family, their friends, to their old school buddies down south, to the people they work with, that they used to work with, and educate them and say, hey, look, how do you like the fact that it costs you more to live here than any state in the union almost, except probably New York? Because you're paying for all the illegal aliens to have free stuff. How do you like the fact that pretty soon the state of California is going to issue abortion drugs in all public universities so that your underage daughters and granddaughters can murder their unborn children without your knowledge or permission, even though they're not old enough to buy a gun yet? How do you like those things? Are those things really okay with you? Because if they are, man, vote Democrat. You know, vote for Gavin Newsom, vote for Kevin Leon for United States Senate. I mean, you can do that. But if you find those things morally reprehensible, if you find that the former mayor of a city where people poop on the sidewalk and think that's great and protect those people it, to be your governor, then you know what to do. But if you find those things morally reprehensible, you also know what to do. And the state of Jefferson is the answer to all of those questions. But we've got to win some representation in court so that we can execute the Article 4, Section 3 state split procedure in the legislature. It's the only constitutional way to split a state. But we have to gain some political power through adequate representation so we can go that route, because we've already been flatly laughed at in the oligarchy that they call legislature now. So please support this case. Get up off your backside. If you can't show up, donate money. Because here's the deal, Chris. What if we showed up in Sacramento one time with 100,000 people? Boy, they'd kind of listen to us, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they probably
would.
But if we
keep showing up with the same 150 or 200 or 225 or even 400 people, they look out the window, they laugh, and they go back to their latte because they don't take you seriously and they don't take me seriously. We need to find a way to make them take us seriously. The Supreme Court is avenue number one, but we've got to get a plan B going. And that's what I'm asking people. Please help us win this court case. Help us restore justice and responsible representation adequate to our needs in the North State and in all the state of California for that matter.
Yeah, and if you're tired of paying that extra $10 every time you fill up your tank of gas in your car, because you don't have a choice, you're forced to pay an extra $10 a tank, you know, or $15 depending on the size of your tank every time you fill up in California, because it's costing you 50 cents a gallon more than it is in Hawaii, for crying out loud. You know, if you're okay with paying that extra $10 every time you go to the gas station, you know, hey, maybe throw a $10 bill to Jefferson, because we're trying to fight for you. You know, in the future, you will save $10 every time you fill up your gas tank. So, you know, $10 here, $20 here, that's going to help us out a lot.
Mark, it seems to me what you've just described is the new royalty class of America.
Oh, it is. They're called the political elite. That's why we call them the oligarchy in Sacramento. They don't represent you, and they don't have to. you can't make them. They represent the money. I would love to FOIA, and perhaps we'll get to that point in the case where we can make a FOIA request, because I'd love to see the calendar of every legislator in Sacramento. I'd love to know the ratio of ordinary people they meet with versus the ratio of lobbyists who carry checkbooks that they meet with. I'll bet you it's a little bit skewed in favor of the checkbook and the money. And we can suck the money out of the politics with a part-time legislature in the state of Jefferson that's truly representative of the people, with small enough districts to where that guy has got to care what you think and not what the checkbook thinks.
You don't think
that can also reduce the cost of a political campaign significantly with much smaller districts, and that's going to suck the money out of politics.
You don't think you'll find a million appointments in Ted Ging's calendar where he came up and talked to Nick and I and Ashley here?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say in advance because it might spoil the surprise, but I kind of don't think so. Just saying what everybody in the state of Jefferson's thinking is all.
I'm thinking, but he just hasn't gotten to me yet.
Yeah, but there's also another aspect of this, and you know, the Second Amendment protects all the rest, and I know a lot of people in Jefferson believe that. A lot of people in the big cities don't. They are content with letting the cops protect them, and if it wasn't for California Government Code, Section 821, 845, and 846, maybe everybody could. But those government sections say the police have no duty and no responsibility to protect you from crime or violence or anything else, and I urge everybody to read those. And I urge everybody to read a couple of Supreme Court cases, Ducheney versus Winnebago County and Wagner, I think it is, or it's either Wagner or Warren, I can't remember, versus D.C., because those will explain to you very thoroughly that the police and the government have no duty and no responsibility to protect you, and they will suffer no liability for failing to protect you. So we have a Second Amendment. A case was won in Hawaii in the Ninth Circuit Court, Young versus the State of Hawaii, that declares that open carry of a loaded weapon is the protected right under the Second Amendment. Okay, that case is published. Now, has anything changed in California?
Nope.
Nope. So what the problem is when you have a tyrannical state with an oligarchy, you cannot force them to overturn an unconstitutional law. You have to sue them to do it. So I'm looking for a way to file an injunction against the state of California to ban the enforcement of the open carry provisions in California Penal Code 26,000.
Well, they lost the case also. California lost the case with the 10-day waiting period, because it was originally passed as a cooling off period, and they were sued because they said, well, you know, the cooling off period doesn't really affect you if you already own a gun. So everybody that already owns a gun should not have to do the waiting period any longer. If they pass a background check, there should be no cooling off period, because if I'm so mad I want to shoot somebody and I already have a gun, I don't need a cooling off period to get the next one. And they lost in court, but California just decided, well, we don't really care if we lost or not. We're still going to have a 10-day waiting period, period. Well, I don't care.
Is that tyranny or is that liberty?
Exactly.
So I'm looking for a way to do something about that. And what I need is, you know, there's no money. None of the big gun groups are going to help us, because, once again, the people of the state of California and the state of Jefferson are alone in the room. No one will help us. The establishment hates the fact that we want liberty. They want to control liberty. All of them do. There's no exceptions here. So I need the name of a crackerjack attorney who knows something about gun law, because there's got to be a way to file an injunction against the state of California to ban the enforcement of the open carry laws in California. We've already won a case in the Ninth Circuit. It's settled law. The Ninth Circuit and all federal judges must obey that ruling, but we have to sue the state of California so that the court can point its bony little finger at Xavier Becerra and say, thou shalt not enforce an unconstitutional law.
Hey,
so
Mark,
anyone out there who's an attorney or knows an attorney who's a real, we need a mean-spirited, nasty shark who's very articulate, because we can win this and we can restore liberty in the Second Amendment, at least in part, to California, and it'll be the people of Jefferson that force this issue.
And that would be awesome. Hey, Mark, we got to go off to another break.
Okay.
Can you hang around?
I can hang around a bit more. We're trying to get out of here to get over to the Intermountain Fair so we can go to the booth, but I've got some time, yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back with Mark Baird. Hey, Nick, you know what time it is? The time has come.
For 51.
Hang on behind, little swing till the sun goes down. Bibles the way they're living, by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, a good book says it's gonna know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go and remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Arr.
What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Car, the skunk got squashed, and there you are, you got your dead skunk in the middle of the road, dead skunk in the middle of the road, dead skunk in the middle of the road, stinking to high heaven.
Right, dead skunk in the middle of the road, we thought that's pretty fitting for California. Hey, I'm looking in the chat room right now, and somebody wanted to mention that when Governor Brown came up here, he had mentioned that he hadn't been up here in 10 years. So, but he was here, Mark. Isn't that representation?
Yeah, he was here once. You know, he came up. It was funny. He came up to a function, a peace officer's function. He stayed 20 minutes, and here's how he did it, though. He had a couple of CHP guys drive these Lincoln Town Cars up here. He flew to Siskiyou County Airport. They met him there. They drove him down to Mount Shasta to the function. Then, 20 minutes later, when he was done, they drove him back to Weed Airport. He flew the plane back to he flew in the plane back to Sacramento, and they drove the cars back to Sacramento.
Yeah, he didn't make much of a notice that he was going to come up here for the car fire either. He just kind of showed up. So I'm pretty sure he would have been met with quite a few green shirts and some green flags, and probably wouldn't have had a very warm reception. So I think he kind of did the same thing when he came up here for the car fire. It was just kind of flew in, hey, I'm here, and now I'm gone.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Now, when he came up for the car fire, did he actually do anything?
No. No. Well, he was begging for federal funds, so it's like I got to at least let him know that I know where the fire is at so I can get my federal money.
Well, he hates the president of the United States, and he claims that he's a criminal, and well, why on earth would he be asking a criminal for money?
Hey, didn't Trump show a lot of class by putting us on FEMA to start off with? He didn't hold that against us.
Well, he does show class, and actually the campaign to depose a duly elected president of the United States is extremely classless. And I got to say, for a guy who's been under constant assault since the day he took his oath of office, I think he's shown a remarkable amount of class, more class than I would have shown.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but he says the mean thing. He's a bad guy.
I really pray that our president can withstand the pressure, because no, a normal guy couldn't. I don't see how he does it. He must be superhuman to be able to stand up to to a 98% negative press and all the lying, cheating, and stealing in the swamp in California and in New York and New Jersey and a lot of the other states and Washington, D.C., a normal guy would wither under that pressure. So I pray every day that the president can stand up to that and hopefully start draining that swamp so that we won't have to fight for our liberty, because that's the next step, guys.
Well, I'd love to show our appreciation to him by giving him a couple senators that might be more on his side than Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris.
That'd you know, awesome. The sad part about that, Chris, is we could do that.
Yep.
I mean, between the declined estates, the conservative voters, and the independents, we could win any election we want in California. Jerry Brown won this election. He won his last gubernatorial election with less than 10% of the people of California's vote. Less than 10%. You know what our problem is? Conservative Christians, independents, and Republicans don't show up and vote.
Yep. Well, when John McCain shot down Obamacare, I remember I posted online that had we had the state of Jefferson already, John McCain's vote would have been, you know, as insignificant as John McCain was. So it wouldn't have mattered then. But, you know, we don't have it yet. We're working on it.
Well, our thing is we got to show up. I mean, conservative Christians, independents, Republicans, declined estates, we need to start showing up and voting. If we would, Gavin Newsom would not be governor. Now, look, I'm not claiming that John Cox is the best thing since sliced bread, but he happens to be the only conservative in the room, such as it is. And he'd be a heck of a lot better than Gavin Newsom, who is a liar and a cheat, even to his own wife and to his best friend. You really want that guy running your state?
Yeah, and how many people do you know that are good working people that just, I mean, they don't see any hope, they don't think their vote counts, and I mean, I know dozens of them that have made the comments, well, yeah, no, I'm a bad person, I don't vote. It's like, well, if there was enough of you that would start voting, then the ones that are voting multiple times by the busloads in some of these more liberal districts, you know, you might make a difference, but...
You know, you get what you pay for, and if you can't even vote, then you're not paying for anything, and you're going to get nothing in return. And Gavin Newsom is worse than nothing, because he's very blatant. He wants all of your money so that he can give it to other people who he thinks deserves it more than you do. He thinks criminals who sneak across this border, and that's what it is, when you sneak across the national border without the proper documentation, without following the process, you are a criminal. And he thinks criminals deserve your money more than your own family does.
Yeah, he's also, I believe they just passed the bill to let actual criminals in prison vote in our next election. Did you see that
one? Well, because they think they're going to vote Democrat.
Right.
They probably will, because they get free stuff.
Right.
I mean, look at bail now. There is no bail. So you go to court, the judge says, well, you're not much of a threat, so we let you go. Well, what's your skin in the game to show back up to court? At zero. You know, so then you get pulled over and the guy says, well, you have a warrant for failure to appear. Yeah, well, I know, but there was a mistake, officer. And he says, okay, yeah, sure. Well, I'm going to give you a citation and you better appear on this citation.
Yeah,
and then the guy says, well, I got no skin in that game either. So he throws that away and he keeps getting pulled over and he keeps getting citations for failure to appear. But there is no hook in that because he doesn't have any skin in the game. There's no bail to lose. His mother's house isn't on the line to make sure he shows up to court for his drug-induced burglary of his neighbor's house.
Well, some of these no-bail offenses, they couldn't possibly be worse if they tried. I mean, assault and battery on a domestic violence on a spouse, a corporal injury to a child. Can you imagine being a child who has been beaten and you haul the piece of garbage off that beat the kid and he's right back in the house that night? I mean, what in the world are you thinking, California?
Well, all I got to say is welcome to the world you built through neglect and failure to vote and failure to get the people around you to realize how important it is to vote. This is a world we built ourselves. We did this to ourselves. If we want to know whose fault this is, let's go all of us collectively, go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. But here's the good news. This isn't doom and gloom. This is a wake-up call, and we can fix it. Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution says we have the right to alter or reform government whenever the public good demands. That's what we're trying to do, but we need your help. We have all the power that it takes to do this. All we have to do is use it. So, folks, contribute to the lawsuit, soj51.org, press contribute, show up, start being counted, start showing up to these meetings, get a job, find out how you can help, because without you, we won't win, and this is all for nothing, and you can look forward to more of the same, if not worse.
Yeah, the ship is going down. Let's jump in the Jefferson lifeboat.
I don't see anything getting better. You know, this bail bonds deal is going to cost 7,000 jobs in California.
Yep, they don't care. Are you kidding me? They couldn't care less about that. You know, they ran 6,000 businesses out of California in the last 2 years. They've run 1 million productive people out of the state of California in the last 3 years. They couldn't care less about 7,000 jobs.
Nope. Hey, Mark, we got to go off to another break, and you got to get to the fair. So
yeah, I got to go.
I really appreciate you calling in. Okay,
God
thanks, Mark.
And the time has come for 51.
All right.
You know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
All right, a little AC/DC for Sunday morning. That goes out to my wonderful wife at home. Yeah, Back in Black, we thought that would be kind of fitting because right now Jefferson is pretty much black because the whole place has been burned down because of horrible forestry decisions and policies made by the state of California. But once we get Jefferson, we'll be back in the black as far as the budget goes, because we'll start getting some of those resources back out of those woods and into sawmills and stop shipping all the lumber down from Canada. It drives me crazy every time I see a train full of Canadian lumber. It's like, really? We let our trees burn down and we import lumber from Canada. Make a lot of sense to you, Nick?
Doesn't make any sense at all. The way the state's being run doesn't make any sense at all. You know, if we've got the fifth largest economy in the world. If we were an independent nation, we'd be a third world nation.
Yeah. So I definitely have problems with that figure of fifth largest economy in the world. I'm not sure how you can have the fifth largest economy in the world when businesses are fleeing here left and right and all the productive people, taxpayers, are leaving the state. So,
well, it's pretty much a welfare economy.
Yeah, well, I don't know too many other welfare economies that are that large, so I really have some questions on their numbers on that. But anyhow, hey, Ashley, we still have some callers on the line. So do we still have Bob on the line?
Yeah, you hear me, Chris and Ron. Getting on to what Mark was talking about crappy Twosome becoming governor, which I hope and pray never happens. But anyway, Mark Levin had a thing on about him wanting to take all the illegal aliens here in California, the aliens and everything else, and giving them schooling and medical and everything. Well, Mark Levin really brought it out, and he said California would only pay 40% of that bill. So people here in America better sit up and listen. The other 60% will come out of people's taxes across the United States to pay for California.
Well, maybe the rest of the people in the United States will just go ahead and kick us out, and we can become State of Jefferson.
And I got one more thing to say, is Mark brought up the thing about open carry. Some people ought to know, every gun shop in Redding has paperwork there to support the Second Amendment open carry. It's this support Second Amendment sanctuary county, and that has to be there. Sanctuary means a safety place. The safety place is open carry. And go to these places. Come up to the fair in MacArthur. We have people signing it. I'll bet you we have almost 1,000 signatures there this weekend already. I've been up there most every day. And look, we want open carry. We need to get this to Tomaszenko. And he says he wants to be a constitutional sheriff. We will find out if he's going to be a constitutional sheriff or not and allow us to have open carry here in Shasta County.
Yeah, yeah, I highly recommend you signing those things, but I will say this, and again, I'm not discouraging anybody from signing whatever, but I truly believe California has gotten to the point. Joseph Stalin once said, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And I think we're at that point here in this good old state of California. But, again,
well,
not discouraging anybody.
Well, I hope California gets smart enough this term and decides to vote in, you know, Republicans or somebody different than Democrat.
Yeah, I would like to see
our
sheriffs just come out and say, hey, we're not going to enforce the non-open carry laws, so do what you need to do. Hey, but thanks
you
for calling, Bob.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
All right, you too.
See you later.
All right. Hey, Bob mentioned a gun shop, so before I forget, I have to send some congratulations out to the best gun shop in town, in my opinion, Jones's Fort, and my good buddy Patrick Jones and Lori Barclay got married yesterday out at the Future Gun Range. If Pat can ever get through all the red tape and government offices that he has to go through. But beautiful ceremony. They got married on horseback. So congratulations to the newest couple in Redding. Patrick Jones and Lori Barclay are now Mr. and Mrs. Patrick Jones. So shout out to my buddy.
Congratulations, Patrick.
All right. We have one more caller online. Terry G., are you there?
I'm there. Good morning, Chris and Nick. Good
morning,
to hear
Terry.
Your voices. I'm calling in to let you know that we still have a few tickets left to our State of Jefferson, El Dorado County Salute to the Gun Owners of California fundraising dinner, which is this Saturday, September 8th at 5:30 at the American Legion Hall, 4561 Greenstone Road in Placerville. You can purchase tickets by calling Gun Owners at 916-984-1400, or you can visit their website and do it there as well. We will have barbecued beef brisket, chicken, huge salad bar, rolls, desserts, and beverages. And there's also an open bar. There will be numerous guns for raffle. The price is $50 a person or $95 a couple. And sponsor tables are $500. That includes $300 in the drawing tickets. We'll have Jefferson merchandise, and there'll be free gifts for all members of the family. So we hope you can attend, and we're sharing the proceeds with gun owners, and our portion will go to the legal fund.
Hey, Terry.
In conjunction with that, we have a special offer right now where a lucky winner can receive a four-day gun training at Front Sight Gun Training Institute. They're located just outside of Las Vegas. It's a $4,000 value for two people. We're selling 40 tickets at $100 each. And, again, you can purchase those tickets through gun owners. And also Mariposa County, some of their committee members got together and put together $2,100, which they will match and up to $2,100. And those donations can be sent in to the Palo Cedro address, State of Jefferson Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, 96073. Checks must be made after State of Jefferson Formation, and the memo must read match. And my final thing is, thank you for your patience, listening to Mark, and I have been doing this a lot with people who I sit around, who Mark and I both hear complain about what's going on in California, is I want to ask him, what are you going to do? Because right now we need you to get out there. It's a perfect time to pick up Yes on 6, repeal the gas tax signs, get out there in your Jefferson gear, carry your Jefferson flags, American flags. The most campaign headquarters Republicans have the signs. I've been able to book a gas station owner that's going to let us set up and rally and also even put up signs at his gas station, because the gas station owners are also angry about the increase in taxes they're having to pay as a result of this. So we got to get out on the street, get on the highways, get out there and rally and make up some signs that said, for goodness sakes, get out and vote. I urge everyone to do this, and this is our chance. We have a little over 60 days right now to get out the vote.
All right, Terry, that's awesome. Hey, we got one more caller. I'm going to try to get to her before we go to the final break. Thanks, Terry. Hey, Janet, are you still there?
I am still here. All right. I don't give up that easily.
We got about 1 minute.
Okay. I have been at the fair for the last three nights. It's still going on tonight till 10 o'clock. Get out there. It's a lot of fun. And you'll find the Jefferson booth easily, because it's the one where all the laughing and good times are taking place. And Terry and Sally can tell everybody where the best corn dogs and the best ice cream are. We also want to let all the people in the Intermountain area know that we have meetings up here the second Tuesday of the month. It's in Burney at the Lions Hall. The fourth Tuesday of the month, it is at the Lions Hall in MacArthur. So you don't have to go all the way down to Reading to find out all things Jefferson.
I saw you had a special guest there yesterday. Were you there when Doug LaMalfa stopped by the booth?
I was there when Doug LaMalfa came, and we actually had a bet between Terry and Doug about where the best corn dogs were for the best value. And it's very nice when our congressman actually comes to the Intermountain Fair, to the Intermountain area, to be with the people and find out what they are thinking and what they want him to do as our representative.
Absolutely.
You got to give him credit. He is there.
I'm quick to criticize, so I will also be quick to shout out to Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for stopping by, and that was awesome. So. Good
it
for you.
It was great. He is a very friendly and approachable man, so he is a good representative of the people when he can be. We all know we have problems with all of our representatives. They never are 100% in our favor, but he's doing his best.
Yep, exactly. Hey, thanks, Janet. Thanks for all you do. And we're going to have to go. So, Nick, you know what time it is?
It's time for 51.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll see you next week. You have no clue.